this audience that this is directed as an audience of one, and that's one individual, and that's Matt Powell, or Matt Powell Official, as his YouTube channel is called. I will definitely engage this bad science that you're putting out there.
Happy to be back on the perspective again. This is my second time since our hiatus, and I'm just loving being back taking these calls with you, Ethan.
Why would you trust your favorite cartoon YouTuber, your Marvel comic YouTuber, that is living in a fantasy that can't even figure out what gender they are? Why would you trust anything they say? Is it rational to trust somebody who starts out as a man and then transitions and said he is a woman when he's still a man? Why would you trust somebody that is so unstable to tell you stability and to tell you fact and truth? The truth is that they're unstable. The Bible says there's unreasonable and wicked men that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Check this out. This guy's name was Peter when he attacked me a few years back. Now he thinks he's a woman, and he thinks that his name is Ethel. You can see how people lose their minds. This man, David, attacked me as I was preaching the Bible over a year ago, and now he just came out a few weeks ago as, oh, well, I'm a woman now. Dresses up like a little girl in some of his videos. Says, my name is Bree. No, you're a man, David. You're a man. And you know what? This is proof that when you reject God, and let this be a lesson, let this right here that you're seeing with your own eyes be a lesson to those of you who reject and hate our Lord Jesus Christ, who reject God, who are listening to this message and saying, you know what? I hate God as a result. Well, you know what? God, the Bible says he will not always strive with man. I wish that he would, but he's perfect. His laws are just. He's not always going to strive with us. There comes a point where God gives up. He gives them over to a reprobate mind to do these things. These people have gone bonkers. But of course, these are the people that want to tell us that the Bible is incorrect. The people that can't even figure out what gender they are the same people that are going to tell us and come after your kids, your children, that were created in the image of God, and say, they're not normal. You know, they need to accept who they really are, and they need to be confused about their gender. Look, stop spewing your confusion with yourself onto little children. Look at this guy. His name is Cyrus. Cyrus the Skeptic. Well, Cyrus, were you skeptical about transitioning into mutilation? Because that's what it is. You're still a man. You have the chromosomes of a man, the bones of a man, a muscle structure of a man. You compare a year ago, or 2 years ago, excuse me, when he's a man, he's got his hammer, his little cartoon, like Toon Network that they're living in, believing in evolution, believing that the world came from nothing, uncaused, to this picture right here. Same YouTuber. Puts out videos against Dr. Hovind, puts out videos against other pastors. Says that what they're saying is wrong. You know what? God said, fine, I'll make you go crazy. It's proof right there. When you lose your mind, usually it's a result of God literally punishing you and giving you over to these vile affections. This guy, he's now off of the internet entirely, but his name was the Atheist Rationale. And he attacked me and attacked God's word several years ago while I'm preaching the Bible. And lo and behold, he comes out one day and says, guess what, guys? I just got a gender change. Now I'm a woman. My name is Shay. You're still a man, dude. Grow up. And I'm not transphobic. Transphobic means that you're afraid of them. I ain't afraid of the trans people, okay? I just hurt for the children that are being confused and bombarded with this gender confusion in the world today. It's confusing the youth of America. It's very scary. So this, just let this be an example. I'm just going to kind of sift through these, right? Let this be an example of what happens when you reject God.
Happy to be back on the perspective again. This is my second time since our hiatus, and I'm just loving being back taking these calls with you, Ethan.
I'm not going to tolerate this lies about the science. Engage with me. or engage with Nock, I guess. He's been reaching out to you too. But yeah, that's basically it.